The City of Surprise is trying to convince Canadians to come to the West Valley City for their healthcare services. City officials cite statistics that show more than 63,000 Canadians left the country for non-emergency medical care last year, and they'd like for those medical travelers to come to Surprise. Joining me to talk about the Surprise Canada Cross-Border Healthcare Initiative are Janine Yurkovich, Surprise's Economic Development Director, and Mark Keeley, Chief Advocate at K&A Incorporated. That's a public policy and health management company in Canada. And Janine, let me start with you on this. It sounds like you're trying to make Surprise a place Canadians think of if they decide to leave the country for their healthcare needs.
Well, that is the essence of the project. For about 4 years, we've been engaged very actively in the Canadian market, specifically going to the Greater Toronto market. We understand that the trend is that Canadians love Arizona. So we're really trying to capture a trend that many will say is already happening. A lot of Canadians are already seeking healthcare outside of Canada, and a lot of them are seeking healthcare in Arizona. But that hasn't actually been captured. And so we'd like to pivot that conversation to an intentional one.
Are you targeting Canadian residents who maybe already have a second residence in Arizona? Are you trying to get people maybe who have not been here before and convince them to stay once they've gotten their health care?
Well, we think that the Canadian market, whether they're here for an extended period of time or just a very limited period of time, a lot of them are coming to Arizona to rehabilitate, whether that's from a mental health perspective, for a vacation, or to come and actively seek health care. So what we're trying to do is really advance a project that would, you know, speak to that specifically. So we'd like to create a Canadian facility that is outside of Canada, really, offering Canadian healthcare standards that are recognized at a Canadian level, and be proactive about it.
What do you mean a Canadian facility?
So I think what we're looking to do would be not just a facility that happens to help Canadians. We want a facility that's built to a specific standard of Canadian healthcare, that hires Canadian certified doctors, that actually may reimburse to Canadian standards.
Logistically, is that possible in this country?
Well, you know, there are a lot of precedents around extending healthcare across borders. So we think it can happen, and we believe that the evidence is pointing to that it really should be happening.
Mark, is it a tough sell to try to get Canadian residents to come to Arizona and specifically Surprise to get their healthcare needs met?
Well, at the outset, the answer to that question is no, it's not a tough sell. It's a great environment, a fantastic climate, and I think a lot of Canadians are starting to realize that it's become a go-to place, and it's a go-to place because it's all compacted in and around the greater Phoenix area, et cetera. One of the things that has become very, very, I'm going to say, opportunistic for us is the fact that you've got Canadians who would say, from November to, say, the end of March, I'm prepared to spend my retirement years in warm climates like Arizona. So that's one aspect of it. I think that if you're here for that period of time, it's really innovative. And I think that's the right word to use. It's really innovative for us to have available for those people standards of health care that they're used to back home. So now my second point is, in Canada, there are wait times for hips and knees and orthopedic surgeries for eyes, these kinds of things that have people in cold weather months contemplating having a hip or a knee replacement done. And it's been my comment to our country forever that is not good health care to have somebody rehabilitate in cold weather months in Canada when they can't go outside, when they can't stand firmly on dry ground, to be doing that kind of rehabilitation when you need to be mobile in Canada when there's 7 feet of snow on the ground. I'm exaggerating, but I'm making the point. So this makes absolute logical sense.
Mark, we've been talking about setting up like a Canadian-style facility in Surprise with the standards of Canadian healthcare. How is that different than the kind of hospital or maybe kind of the doctor's offices that Americans are used to going to?
Well, this would be in no way, shape, or form a competitor to any of the fantastic opportunities or the fantastic institutions that exist right now in and around Surprise. The Canadian healthcare system is the most unique healthcare system on planet Earth. We have been conditioned for years to think that getting health care in the United States is the best way to go broke. Whether that's true or not is inconsequential, but what is really opportunistic, what we're trying to exploit in this particular scenario is the fact that this would be considered, for all intents and purposes, a Canadian facility with Canadian physicians and Canadian healthcare providers to Canadian standards at Canadian rates.
Janine, how do you do that? I mean, would it have to be all Canadian providers? How does it work as far as insurance regulations in this country? It just seems like trying to import another country's system, you know, sort of on an island in surprise would be kind of a challenge.
Well, in surprise, we like a challenge. So we'll start there. You know, we think this is an exciting opportunity. So how it works is we pilot it. We start with Canada because it's a market that just makes a lot of sense. And when we look at the Canadians that are traveling to Arizona, there's this sort of mythology that it is these wealthy Canadians that are coming down here and they're going to pay out of pocket. And that definitely happens. What I think what we're looking at doing is growing the number of just regular Canadians that may not want to pay an exorbitant out-of-pocket cost. They want to have their Canadian healthcare delivered. So it makes all the sense in the world for us to open up that market. We'll start with that market. If a Canadian doctor, obviously, if they come to Arizona, there needs to be a licensure recognized. So that is part of the feasibility study that we've done. And like with every startup, you examine the process, you see what works. And our aspiration is that if that works, there are other markets that we could turn to. There's a whole market from China, as an example.
So are you kind of envisioning like a United Nations of healthcare facilities? Like you have your Canadian facility, you have a Chinese facility, maybe next door you have, you know, a hospital or, you know, physicians cluster of practices from some other country?
What we're looking to do is really make a statement that Arizona is ready for a medical travel sector. It's already participating in it. We want to be more intentional about it.
Mark, are there other American cities that are doing something like this already?
There are, Mark. You see, on an annual basis, about 1.5 million Canadians who travel to Florida. Entrepreneurial Floridians have been very, very good at trying to attract Canadian healthcare business to their state. The issue, as I see it, as opposed to Arizona and this particular area, is how disparate Florida is in terms of where Canadians go.
So, Janine, where is this initiative now? Like, what has to happen for this to really get up and running?
I will be joining Mark Keeley in Toronto in about 3 weeks with our mayor, with Mayor Sharon Walcott from the City of Surprise. We'll be talking to a lot of people in Ontario about the importance of this initiative. And then what our intention is to invite people that are interested in learning more about what Surprise can offer for the project to come back and visit us.
And Mark, from your perspective, what do you do on your end to try to make sure that Canadians know, especially those that maybe haven't been to Arizona or don't live that close to Arizona, that this is a place that if they have healthcare needs might be a good place for them to come?
Well, you know, Mark, this is a conversation that I think we need to have on an ongoing basis. There is a tacit conversation going on in Canada right now about the fact that wait times for scheduled surgeries are getting longer and longer, and that's happening because, for all intents and purposes, hospitals are having to deal with the pressure of an aging population, the pressure of population growth in cities. This is a valve. What we're trying to do is we're trying to take the pressure off the wait times in Canada. What we want Canadians to understand is there's an opportunity for you to have a quicker access to your orthopedic surgery if that were the case, in Surprise, Arizona, where you could rehabilitate for several weeks in a warm weather location where you could be outside, and that's good health care. And so that kind of conversation is happening right now in Canada. And we believe, and not only believe anecdotally, but there's a tremendous amount of value in the research that we've done in Canada that suggests that Canadians will buy into that model if it's affordable for them under the Canadian scheme. And we think we've got that through this feasibility study.
Janine, I have to ask about the healthcare situation in Arizona, because as you no doubt know, this state has been in the midst of a physician shortage for a while. There's a shortage of nurses in this state. Is there any concern that by trying to attract more people into a place that already has a bit of an overstressed system as far as the number of providers, that might maybe not work out all that well?
Well, you know, I think we're trying to attract a very specific market. The city of Surprise has an economic development focus where this is concerned. So our thought is if we can attract this specific cohort and really grow this particular cohort and really not further tax the Arizona system, this is a very separate, related but very separate model. Our hope is that we can, I guess, build the pie or grow the pie overall, get more money into the general fund. So our hope is that we will grow the economy through the initiative.
All right. Janine, Mark, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Janine Yurkovich is Surprise's Economic Development Director. Mark Keeley is Chief Advocate at K&A Incorporated, a public policy and health management company in Canada.